Evolution today.
Snowmageddon Part 2, D.C. shut down. A lot of the government offices closed. In fact, almost all of them are. So you have close to 250,000 people who haven't gone to work for yet another day. We're going to talk about Toyota and what's happening with the automaker amid this giant recall that now stretched to the Priuses. Plus, we have We Can Count and a few other surprises in store. Kate Delaney rocking it out with you here across these airwaves, America Tonight, coast to coast, and everywhere in between. Right from the start of the show, though, I'm very excited to talk to this young lady who has decided to do something to help the orphans in Haiti. You know, we have been talking about the situation there and how dire it is and some of the sad stories that we're hearing. And imagine already there was a huge, I'll call it orphan population. Now you add to it the earthquake and you multiply the amount. You're talking almost 400,000 orphans in Haiti. So 11-year-old Maya Farr Henderson from a place in Texas, from Highland Village, Texas, decided that she would try to do something to brighten the lives of those little kids in Haiti. And I think she was allowed to stay up late tonight to talk to us here on America Tonight. So we're going to usher her in from the green room. Maya, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Well, thank you for staying up late. We appreciate it. Tell everybody across America what you're doing to help the orphans.
I decided that I would collect several stuffed animals to give comfort to the children who have no one to hug them.
Oh, and it's called, and you even have a name for it. It's called Hugs for Haiti's Children. How many stuffed animals? And you just started doing this, but how many stuffed animals have you gotten so far?
About almost 200.
Ooh, 200, and I think. Wow, I think it's only been, have you only been doing this like a week or so, right?
Yes, we have.
Wow, that's terrific. So any kind of stuffed animals. So people listening to America Tonight could donate stuffed animals, right? They can send it to Hugs for, or they could actually get more information by going to hugsforhaitischildren@gmail.com, right?
Yes, ma'am. And there are flyers and posters that you can, on the actual that you can find from the Gmail address that you can find your school, church, or anywhere in your neighborhood, and we're not donating money, but you can donate money to the to SOS-USA.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
so
we're
go ahead.
Collecting any stuffed animals that are from 10 inches to 14 inches, and they've got to be new or fresh as new.
Okay, new or fresh as new.
Dirty animals.
Okay, now I understand, like, from my childhood, my stuffed animals that get dragged along, you don't want somebody's personal stuffed animals. You want pretty new or gently used, so hardly used at all. What made you decide
exactly
to do this? What made you decide to do this? Did you see stories on the kids, and did it make you sad? What drove you to this?
Well, I was thinking about it for a while and thinking, there's so many things, so many children, and they're talking about how long it might take for just to get everybody back on track, and I was just thinking about something, what I could do. And I thought about what's given me comfort in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a stuffed animal that I really love, just loved. And I know that it's definitely giving me comfort. I know it's not going to replace what the children have lost, but it will definitely give them something to hug when no one else can hug them.
What a great sentiment. Well, Maya, thanks so much for coming on to America Tonight, and we're going to tell everybody, we're going to send them to your website. America Tonight's going to donate a bunch of stuffed animals as well. We're going to get some, and we're going to give them to you for Hugs for Haiti's Children. And we hope that other people out there will do the same thing. It's such a great idea, and it would give those kids comfort. I completely relate to that, and I think almost anyone can, guy or girl. Thanks, Maya, and good luck with all of your efforts for Hugs for Haiti's Children.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Ms. Delaney. And yes, you can send an email to me at hugsforhaitischildren@gmail.com. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, so Maya, how about that? You just never know what kids are going to come up with. I think it's a wonderful idea, because if you think about it, the things that she's right, and the things you could do, and these kids are orphans, you know, what do kids cling to? Their stuffed animals. And that's what they sleep with. It's like a pillow. So that would give comfort, and you don't have to give big money in this case. You can go to the store and you can get a stuffed animal for a couple of bucks, actually. I mean, you know, it can range from whatever it is. The key is that it's a fresh stuffed animal. So, as she said, 10 to 14 inches. Well, that is our daily salute. How about a little applause for Maya Farr Henderson, just an 11-year-old. Yeah. Through the eyes of kids, you know, I'll tell you what, that's America's youth right there. She did it on her own, too. I met her mother, and that's how I found out about Maya. And this wasn't anything that the parents, you know, dreamed up or the school dreamed up. This was something that she wanted to do. So we're going to donate a whole bunch of those stuffed animals. I mean, everybody can relate to that, certainly. Speaking of Haiti, now they're saying they raised the death toll for that earthquake to 230,000 people from 212. So the government, and see, it's so hard with it, where they're still, I mean, they are still finding out about people, and that's the problem. I mean, you're still, we're removing bodies that are being recovered from the collapsed buildings in Port-au-Prince that was near the epicenter, of course. But they're raising the death total from everything they can tell, going through the logs and talking to people, 230,000 people. Oof. You know, that new number actually makes it on par with the same, sadly, the death toll as the 2004 Asian tsunami. And you know, we're hearing about Americans in the casualties. There was a U.S. airman whose body was found and identified over the weekend. He was at the Hotel Montana when the earthquake happened, and they found him, this 37-year-old Air Force Major Kenneth Borland. So the stories that are emerging from this, you know, it's always the face. You hear the numbers, but when you start to put faces with it, it certainly is a tragedy. And you think about the kids and the parents and trying to keep these numbers of who's on the list and who can't we find, and aunts and uncles. And so that orphan number keeps growing, too. They do peg it at about close to 400,000, like I said, but it's not a hard and fast number. It could be a little bit more, give or take. Hey, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we're going to tell you about the latest on those missionaries and what happened to them in Haiti, and what happened as well when they tried to take the kids out of Haiti. They are pleading for help. So we have the latest news on that coming up on the flip side. Stay with us on America Tonight.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The death toll now is on par with that horrible tsunami. It's just hellish. That's how you have to describe it. 230,000 bodies, including a U.S. airman, found at that hotel in the capital city of Port-au-Prince. Boy, oof. And, you know, we're talking January 12th, so we're coming up on a whole month. And even the last couple of days, they found somebody buried underneath the rubble. That's incredible. How do you survive that long? Just amazing. So the more they can get the people out of the city, it's that same thing where they're putting these tent cities together and hoping to have almost like FEMA-like trailers, the better, so they can start to rebuild and figure it all out. But wow, 4 weeks trapped under a collapsed market. And it's just like that's like a miracle. The guy was so thin. I can't even tell you. I mean, he looked like a wisp. That's it, basically. And apparently he was buried underneath the market while he was cooking rice when the quake happened, and they brought him to the field hospital. I guess it was Monday, and he was discovered by people just simply clearing debris who realized that there was someone there and he was breathing. Man. So there must have been there must have been food and water nearby. He's cooking the rice, but still. And like I said, I'm telling you, the guy was a wisp. They showed a picture of him, 28-year-old guy. I mean, he looked 1,000 years old. He looked like sadly a walking corpse. But the good news is he survived, and the doctors feel like he can get his health back. So that's the good thing. Not so good for those 10 U.S. missionaries who tried to take the kids out of Haiti after the earthquake. They told the judge that the parents freely handed over their kids. And the parents' testimony means no law was broken, is their point of view. And that, you know, we're not human trafficking. They can't keep saying we're doing a human traffic thing. So 9 of the Americans, most from an Idaho church group, have now been interviewed by the judge. And this judge, if you remember, is the guy who decides whether they're going to stand trial or not. The judge isn't really talking to anyone. He's not talking to the reporters. And there's nothing leaking out as to which way he's going to go, as to whether or not he's leaning toward letting them go or what. So, and if you remember, Americans are charged with kidnapping. That kidnapping charge means life in a Haitian prison. And the criminal association deal would mean maybe 3 to 9 years if it's that. And they were stopped for trying to take those 33 kids into the Dominican Republic without any kind of documentation. So they have a lawyer. They've got an American lawyer who's trying to help them, and they're begging for help from the American government. So here's a question. Should the government really try to step in and do whatever they can diplomatically to help these people, or do they need to take a step back and let the process with the new lawyer and the judge already going through his steps and interviewing people, should they just let the wave ride out and see if they don't get released? See, I kind of think they need to step back and see what happens. The problem is the whole idea of the human trafficking, getting caught at the border, not having the proper paperwork, even though the parents have stuck up for them. Maybe the judge will say, okay, there's no way normally, if you're thinking clearly, that this should have happened, but the parents came up to you, they were part of the whole village thing, you were introduced by a liaison, and it's just the wrong thing that happened. You went the wrong way on this, but we're gonna let you go. And the judge may end up doing that, but I don't think that the government can really step in hard on this one until they know where it's going. And it sounds like, from what Hillary Clinton said, they're not going to do it anyway. You might have a different point of view, though. Do you think they need to intervene now? Because there have been other cases. Of course, it wasn't human trafficking. But you think of the girls who were thrown into a prison in North Korea. Of course, they were saying they were spies. But the cavalry certainly went to town and went to bat for them, swooped in, and it took a while, but eventually they were released. Remember Clinton getting on the plane, the whole thing. But this situation, Haiti, the disaster, some of the attacks already on America, I don't think they can intervene until you have a hard ruling on it. But I had an argument with somebody today, somebody in the law profession who said, look, you got to really hit them hard with the whole parents thing, and you got to get them out of there now. And anything the government can do, any kind of semi-pressure that they can do, can put on that whatever form of government, would be the best thing that could happen. But that's part of the problem. There's a lot of chaos still ensuing there. And when you say form of government, it's loosely pulled together. Loosely. Absolutely. By the way, a couple of other quick things. You might want to throw your 2 cents on that. 800-259-5791. A couple of other quick things, because we've been talking about this, and somebody sent me an email, Red. He asked, hey, Kate, I know that you were talking a lot about Haiti. I haven't heard a lot recently. What's the scoop on the supplies? Because my church wants to know. Well, the water is the key thing they need, clothes, anything. You can just imagine. You're talking about people who lost everything in most cases. I've already said the death toll. So here we are almost a month out of this thing, and what's happening or what's starting to happen is they're getting stuff is coming into some of these charities, and a lot of it is in limbo because of the logistical nightmare of transportation, of where can you know, it might pile up, but getting it over there. How do you get the stuff to Haiti is the deal. And making sure that it gets delivered. There has to be some kind of a lane that you have to make sure it's there, that you've got, because there's red tape and bottlenecks and there's worry about corruption and, you know, violence even. The fear of violence has certainly interrupted the distribution of food and the medicine and all that other sort of stuff. So a lot of the charities have found ways around the whole log jam by jumping on a bigger organization or sending shipments, and this is the brilliant thing, to other ports. That makes sense. That's how people are getting in, too. Other Haitian ports or the Dominican Republic. So that way, if it's rice, if it's clothes, if it's anything, whatever it is, that's what they're doing. They're getting them in the other way. The shipments are going in a different direction, and that makes sense. And there are plenty of charities who are doing that. As of Wednesday, more than $644 million, as of last Wednesday, has been donated in the U.S. to major organizations that are helping in that Haiti relief stuff. And that's great. And that the number, by the way, comes from the Chronicle of an organization that chronicles, rather, all of this stuff. And they say maybe a third of the money has gone to the American Red Cross. And still, and even asking for cash, it's just like we just were talking with little Maya about that. The cash thing sometimes it doesn't work as well as the pure donations, like her idea for the kids to have the stuffed animals. So the shattered capital is starting to get its feet, you know, starting to click in the right direction. They're clearing a lot of the stuff. And even though there's a lot log jam with getting things in, they're getting it in other ways. So it's starting to look a lot better over there to answer the question. All right. A couple of other things that I mentioned at the top that we haven't jumped on yet is the snow problem in the Northeast. Boy, you got to think, even in a place where you know that snow is possible, what about those salt trucks? I talked to somebody in Jersey today, and they say, seriously, in some of the townships, they are almost out of salt. They're looking for it because they're getting it trucked in, frankly, because they don't have enough to go through all those suburbs. I got that story coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
If you like vitamins, say ILikeVitamins.com.
Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, Chisandra seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a one-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ILikeVitamins.com. That's ILikeVitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ILikeVitamins.com.
Good one out of the archives. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on America Tonight. Wow, I don't know what I said, but I've blown up the email. Feel free to send your 2 cents my way, AmericaTonight.net. I guess it was talking about the missionaries, and a bunch of you have weighed in via the mail. We'll have a mail segment coming up a little bit later on ATN. Thoughts on whether or not the U.S. should diplomatically dive right in there and do whatever they can to help those missionaries. So far, it's pretty much been hands off at this point, except for people writing letters in defense of the missionaries, and now an American lawyer has jumped in and donated his services in place of the Haitian lawyer, which is a good thing, and this guy's trying to work his magic. I think they need to just see how this plays out and what the judge rules, because there may be a chance. You don't want to push him too hard. It is his decision. It is his ball game. And maybe, just maybe, with the parents really coming forward, maybe they'll be able to get these people out of the country, and they won't face life in prison, because right now they're staring down the barrel of it. All right, speaking of Dirty Sweet, not You're My Girl, but You're My Guy, what's the scoop with Levi Levi Johnson and posing for Playgirl. Now, we knew, I know we talked about this, so we knew that it was coming up, I guess. But it just, I just got to say, it just looks so, I saw the cover, it looks so cheesy. I get the 15 minutes, Levi, but, oh, man, there are other ways to make some money. And he did get himself, I guess, in shape for the magazine shoot. But, you know, it's hitting the stands. Kind of timely, I guess, because SI has their swimsuit issue coming out. And, you know, he's the father of Sarah Palin's grandson. He's smack dab on the cover. It looks like he has a thong on or something. Maybe he has nothing. And it's, I don't think he has anything, actually. It's just a shadow, and he's got his hand covering his junk, if you know what I mean. So the 19-year-old former fiance of Palin's daughter is, they say, blowing up the website. A lot of people are checking out the cover. The publisher expects huge results from this. There's a print version that's going to be on stands next week or the week after that. And remember, his rise to fame was the fact that the hookup with Palin's daughter, and the fact that they were talking, oh, they might, what's going to happen here, or they might get married and all this other stuff. And they broke up after their son Tripp was born. I mean, pretty much smack right after he was born. So Johnston, in this interview, because it's not just about his nakedness, he also talks about his very strained relationship with the Palins. And it's kind of an hour-long behind-the-scenes look at the photo shoot. Also is going to be available on demand. They must think they have something with this guy. They have to think this. I mean, he's in a custody battle right now. And he says he made more than $105,000 last year from media interviews and modeling assignments. She wants $1,700 a month in child support and over $18,000 in back child support. So they got a legal battle happening in the middle of this, too. And one of the things that they're charging him with is that the Playboy shoot was risque. And that's one of the things that's involved in the custody thing, too. And he agreed to do the whole frontal nudity deal when they started to shoot, I guess, in the, when they started to shoot for this fall cover. Sometime in the fall, I guess. I mean, come on. Please. What do you think, Matt? You think it's, I get the 15 minutes thing, but something, it's just cheesy. It's just cheesy. It looks cheesy to me.
Yeah, whenever you, I don't know. It is what it is, I guess. I don't know. He's trying to get his money while he's still famous. And, because, no, 4 years down the line, no one's going to care. I don't know. He's just trying to cash his money in.
And he's trying to cash in on the fact that he slept with Sarah Palin's daughter, had a child
by her.
That
marriage thing worked out real well.
No. And
the election's over? Oh yeah, we're not together anymore.
Yeah, you knew that. When they were saying that, and you saw the two of them together, you knew, oh, they're just saying this. There's just no way. You just knew.
I was at the RNC here in St. Paul. I was covering it for BBC Radio. And I remember I was asking certain delegates questions about this whole scandal because it blew up at that same time. And everyone's saying, oh, well, they're going to get married and it's okay and all this stuff. And I was just like, well, they're probably not. I mean, that's just an election thing. It's just a big cover-up that, I don't know, it's just one of those things where something blows up and they just try to hide it and sweep it under the rug. And then later on, obviously, it comes out that they're not going to be together and it was just a big political fiasco.
Of course, and not a surprise when you heard they weren't going to be, that Bristol wasn't going to be with Levi Johnson. And he looks like a totally different guy. Like, his orbit has totally changed as a result of the Palins. So it is kind of funny, and he's playing up the bad relationship. Even, we do this thing called headers where we talk about headlines across the country. Well, the headline for Playgirl is this: Levi Johnston goes rogue. The shoot, the interview, the scandal, all inside. Levi dishes on the Palins' fatherhood and stripping down.
Doesn't he has a book deal or something, doesn't he?
Yes.
I don't know if he does for sure or not, but I thought I heard something about that. And he's coming out and trashing Sarah Palin and talking about how, like, the family really is and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Fun stuff in politics, isn't it?
It is. Boy, when you're in politics, anybody you have any kind of a relationship with, it's for sure it can be exaggerated and manipulated to either make a Lifetime movie, be on the cover of something, write a book, whatever side you're on, however you see it. Certainly, if you get, especially you get involved in anything that even smells like a scandal, and it's certain to make news in some way.
Yeah, that's why I will never be in politics. I'm going to keep that stuff separate. Keep your private life out of the public.
I agree. That's part of the deal now. You have to have the thickest skin you can ever imagine to be in politics. And here on this show, we talk about it all the time, that we're frustrated with the people that we have in Washington, the logjam, the red tape. But the thing is, you'd have to have somebody who certainly was self-assured, male or female, that whatever happened in their past, maybe it's not a big deal, but then it gets blown up to a big deal or exaggerated, that can completely take it, that can take the pot shots that come at you from every single direction. And a lot of it is made up or highly exaggerated.
Well, and then all these dummies out there, too, that get involved in politics and they have these affairs like no one's going to find out. Like, man, you can't be the governor of South Carolina and be having affairs with people in Argentina and John Edwards having kids with his photographer and all that. If you want to be doing that stuff, you got to have a lower profile job.
No kidding. I mean, you know, that's the dumbest thing. It's like the governor of South Carolina. And there's the point. His wife, soon to be ex-wife, writing a book, a tell-all book about what their marriage was like. She moves on. That marriage is over. Elizabeth Edwards wrote a book. Now she's supposedly writing another book because all these other things came out. And that's it just goes on and on and on down the trail. That's how it is. It's like now politics, especially if there's anything to link a guy to an affair. It's like a nastier, spicier version of those tabloid shows, Extra. Or maybe it's like TMZ. TMZ is very over-the-top tabloidy.
I just hope no one is working on a Behind the Scenes of America Tonight book. I'm going to have to call some people if that's the truth. So hopefully no one out there is writing that book, because I'm going to have to tie up some loose ends.
Time for a cover-up here on The Big Show.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about, sadly, those churches. There's been a rash of churches. We saw this before in Alabama, and now it's cropping up in Texas. There recently have been these fires that have destroyed or damaged a bunch of churches in eastern Texas. So what's the scoop on that? Who's setting, first of all, that's like bad karma in the first place. Why would what are you doing there? It's to prove a point, right? Is it supposed to prove a point? It's some kind of a message. Well, I have more information on that, so we're going to talk about that coming up here in a few minutes in our next segment on America Tonight. But, you know, we're talking about the Levi situation, and you have to wonder, here's what I would want to be. You know, I used to do this segment called Fly on the Wall. If I were, could be a fly on the wall, I would like to be a fly on the wall listening to Sarah Palin off the record talking about her real feelings about this guy and the Playboy shoot. And I know she has kind of addressed that publicly. And some of the other things around that circus, that carnival atmosphere that partially has been created because of his relationship with her daughter and then the child that they have. So, talking about those fires next and some other odds and ends from across the country. Hang with us.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.
All right, speaking of snow, they are getting it in New York and New Jersey and in Washington. It is, I'll tell you what, in Vancouver, they would love to see the kind of snow they're seeing in the East Coast. If only they could just swap places, kind of like wife swap. Just do a parcel swap and swap those two places for each other, because I'm looking at pictures in Vancouver, especially of that Cypress Mountain, and man, I'm telling you, I wouldn't want to be doing any freestyling on that one. They're going to have to move the venue at this rate unless they can truck in so much snow that they can cover over all that brush, because there's trees that are popping out of that mountain. How can you hold an event that way? That's confusing, isn't it? They do not want to move the venue, but they're going to have to move the venue because it's getting too close, to it looks like, to me. One guy who won't be making a personal appearance there, I don't think anyway, is Levi Johnston. He is making a personal appearance, however, on Playgirl, the cover of it. It'll be on the newsstands in another week or two. He's totally nude, his hand, of course, covering up the private parts, and he disses Sarah Palin and the Palins big time in the article, apparently, that is attached to this photographic endeavor for Levi Johnston's big fat 15 minutes of fame. We were also talking about the deal in Haiti and the fact that you had those 10 missionaries now who are waiting to see what happens with the judge, decide to try them and have a jury trial in a Haitian courtroom. Or do they get released? They now have lawyered up with a big, slick American lawyer who's trying to help get them out of it, saying the parents agreed, and the parents did come in and talk to the judge and say they did agree to do that. But I still think they may lean toward that whole kidnapping thing. They insist on the human trafficking as they were trying to get them across the border and had no papers. The thing that's so stupid about this whole deal is they were flat out warned by the people in the Dominican Republic, boy, you don't want to do this. So they ignored those warnings and decided to go for it anyway. And then I said I would talk about those torched churches. Like I said, that is just bad karma to be messing with that. But sadly, this is real. And there have been a bunch of fires that have damaged and totally ripped apart all kinds of churches in East Texas. We've seen this happen before, like in Alabama. And, yeah, it was Alabama a couple of years that had to deal with that. So the fires that broke out in a couple of these churches near a place called Tyler haven't been ruled arson, but they're investigating them that way, and they were reported basically within an hour of one another, and there were signs that at least one of the churches had been broken into. That's not good. Now, here's the key that you need to know. It's like serial fires here. Since January 1st, 8 churches, 7 in East Texas, 1 in the central part of the state, have been set on fire deliberately, according to the FBI. Now, they are looking into this, and they believe they're the work of a serial arsonist or maybe a group of arsonists. They're not really sure yet because of where they've happened. They know it's arsonists, but who and the reasons why, the motivation. There are a lot of theories, but nothing specific. But how heartbreaking for people who have gone to a church for however long to see the place, especially in the times that we're living in now. You know, it's just donations, everything. You just don't build these churches back up, not for nothing. So the church doors, in one case, were the only thing left standing. And I happened to see a picture of that, and I thought, wow, that's just, man, that's brutal. The ATF says it's urgent to uncover the people connected to this, but they truly believe it is serial arson, whether it's one person or a couple people. Let's go across the border to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. Now, speaking of churches in Texas, did you ever hear that story about that church in Texas that said that Beatle music was from the pit of hell, Beatle music was satanic, and it convinced the radio station, I think it was KLUE, and somewhere in Texas, I have no idea where it is in Texas, but KLUE had all of their kids bring their Beatle records to the parking lot, and they burned them all, and then they said, we are never going to play Beatle music again, and then the next day, their microwave transmitter was struck by lightning, and they were knocked off the air for a month, because I guess that shows that God likes Yesterday and Hey Jude and Get Back and Long and Winding Road. You know, and also, Kate,
that's right.
You know, Kate, I got a comment about the Super Bowl. The National Football League is more successful, more talented, and smarter than politicians, and I can prove it. You know how?
How?
Because it took the National Football League 44 years to get to Super Bowl 44, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken the politicians 240 years to get to President 44, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obama's number 44, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the National Football League is a lot faster. They're smarter and faster. It took them 44 years to get.
Oh, it's because of the length of time that they serve.
What? Oh, geez, I'm sorry. Okay, never mind. Never mind. No, but Kate, I'll give you another example. The National Football League, does the National Football League have affirmative action? In other words, are half of the players female? Are only 20% black? Are 5% of the, 10% of the people, players Hispanic? The National Football League does not have affirmative action, does it?
Well, actually they have a big push about how many black quarterbacks and specifically more about the coaches. There is a rule about that, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it's based on merit.
Yes. Right?
It's based on merit. It's not based on whether you're black or homosexual or female or whatever. No. Yeah, no, it's based strictly on the best man gets the job, right? If there was a woman who weighed 250 pounds, solid muscle, and could throw the ball 100 yards, and was tough as a man, I'll bet you that the NFL would let this woman be the starting quarterback if she could win every game, don't you think?
Boy, that's a tough one. I don't know. That'd be a big glass ceiling
and
to
also
shatter.
With regard to illegal aliens, the National Football League is smarter than politicians. Do you think that the National Football League would allow a bunch of illegal spectators to come in without paying to watch the Super Bowl? Do you think that?
No.
No. Well, maybe the National Football League should run the get rid of the illegal aliens. You know, the way the National Football League gets, if you don't pay your $500 or whatever it costs to watch the Super Bowl, how long do you think you're going to get sit in that stand? About 2 seconds, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think, why don't we let the National Football League control the borders?
How you're trying to make the analogies. You're stretching it, but I like that. Here's what I would say. The NFL is successful at getting things done and getting people to watch and pay attention. And, of course, you're comparing football to politics, which a lot of people find boring. But there you could make some comparisons about how things are run as a company. Yes.
Okay, and you were talking about ice. I'll let you go, but you were talking about ice and cold, right, in Vancouver. Do the Vancouver Knuckleheads hockey team, the team I hate the Vancouver Knuckleheads, do they ever come to play? The team in Dallas is called, the NHL team in Dallas is called the Stars, right?
The team in Dallas is called the Stars, and yes, they have played Vancouver, yes.
Is the arena, is it in Dallas, or is it about 200 miles out of Dallas?
It's in Dallas.
And they probably don't draw more than 10,000 people a night, right?
Oh, they draw more than that.
It's a popular team, eh? Oh.
Yeah. Oh, it's popular.
Yeah. Right here, where I live right now, it's about 40 below. So it's about 30 below zero Celsius. Centigrade or Fahrenheit. It's so damn cold that it's centigrade in Celsius. And also, well, I'll let you go one last thing. Did you hear that the statue of Al Gore about 3 days ago when D.C. was going through all that, there's a statue of Al Gore in D.C., and did you hear? It's made out of recycled aluminum beer cans. Did you hear about that?
No, tell me the rest.
It was so cold that it cracked.
But up pump, where is that rim shot for Al? Al, thanks.
Yeah,
Al's cold. He has froze. He has brain freeze. He's got brain freeze tonight. I know how that is. He was trying to make the wild comparison of the NFL and the politicians. By the way, it is the Rooney Rule that we were talking about there, that National Football League teams are required to interview minority candidates for head coaching spots and other football operation opportunities in a club, which was long overdue at the time when it kicked in. And since the Rooney Rule was established, a bunch of NFL franchises have hired minority head coaches, and we know certainly what's happened along the way as far as pursuing the Super Bowl, etc., and Tony Dungy, and that was a terrific thing that happened with him because he made history just a couple of years ago. I'm going to leave you with this thought. Guys, don't forget, Valentine's Day is coming up around the bend. Yeah, do you believe it's Sunday? Do you know that this fun fact I just dug up today, 58 million pounds of chocolate will be sold during Valentine's week. You better hurry and get yours.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time.